The Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 to 40. And it reads, "On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side.' And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And another boat were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep as the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, 'Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?'" This ends the Bible reading. Thanks be to the word of God.
Amen.
Church, good morning. this morning we are encouraging ourselves with the psalm of this morning titled "Still." I was really hoping I could introduce this psalm to the hymn, but apparently it's not much of a common hymn. Master,
read
the tempest.
We can try.
It's raging.
We can try.
Please, can we take that? Please, this hymn. I feel like I was a writer of this hymn. We all are here this morning, looking so beautiful, looking so handsome, well-dressed, with smiles in our faces. But of course, more often than not, the smiles on our faces, especially on Sunday morning, do not mirror the content of our hearts. Some of us are here this morning with some griefs, some pains, some troubles in our hearts, and sometimes we feel that the God I've been praying, I've been asking, I've done all I could do. Why have you left me? Just like the apostles asked, "Master, don't you care if we perish?" But of course, the master of the oceans, the earth, and the sky rose up to that moment and he said, "Be still." And was still. And the same also is coming to us this morning, brethren. In the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." But of course, be still and know that I am God. And this is what God is telling us all this morning, that in whichever situation that I am, that I should be still and know that He is God. And what God is telling us this morning is practically not asking us not to do anything. But like the teaching that we heard this morning, be still is that we should do what? We should put our trust in Him and know that no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, He is still there. We just have a few points for us to rush through. The first point in my message this morning, why should I be still? Be still because God is in control. Be still, because God is in control. No matter the situation that you are passing through, it is never about God. He is ever in control. You might pray sometimes, you might feel, well, why is the delay? The tempest raged. The ship was almost to the wreck. But the master was in that boat. In whichever circumstance you are, the master is still in that boat. And he's saying this morning that he is in control. We read that, of course, in Mark chapter 4, verse 39. We can read that much later in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Whenever I see how God comes in a time when it seems as if all hope were lost, God comes in a way that no human can understand. And that is when he shows his control and his authority as God. Because his ways are not our own ways. During the time of King Jehoshaphat, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, a great army of the Ammonites with lot of other nations that's alongside came to attack the land of Judah. A great army that no one could number coming against Judah. Of course, King Jehoshaphat, seeing this army, was so disturbed. He cried out, went all out, declared fast all through in the land, and they all prayed and fasted. And in the midst of the prayer, the king himself, with the entire assembly of the land of Judah, gathered to pray. The scripture says both men, women, and children, all were involved in the fasting, and they cried out to God. And while Jehoshaphat prayed, God sent his servant to him and he said, look, be still, and you will see my authority. You see this enemy? It's not your battle, it's mine. And sometimes in the midst of our challenges, brethren, I want us to understand something, that whatsoever I am passing through, whatsoever you're passing through, is not yours. But it's God. But that is only if you do what? You put your trust in him and you remain still. And that's the reason why he said that we are as epistles written on the palm of his hands. And when God says that we are as the apple of his eye, you know the apple isn't just like the eyeball, technically, his eyes. And we know how that is before God, that we are precious in his presence. And by the time we read through that story, we all know how God came in and took control for them. And so one reason why the Bible is asking us to be still is because God is still in control. He is never out of control. He created the universe. And he is ever in charge of all things that happen. And so in whichever situation and how things go, God is ever in control. And so the same voice that calmed the storm on the sea can calm the storm in your soul. And it's the same peace, be still. The next point, why we should be still, is because God is working even when you cannot see him working. And this is where God is God. You cannot understand his ways. When Elijah, in the book of 1 Kings, ran away from Jezebel, went into the wilderness, and he go there and was in anguish. And God asked him, why are you feeling pain? He said, because I'm jealous for God. Now look, all your prophets have been killed. It's just I alone who is left. And in that, he wanted to show, to have an evidence that God was still with him. You know what the Bible said? God said, okay, fine, I will reveal myself to you. There was earthquake, heavy, but God was with him. The Bible said there was wind, heavy wind, that even shook the rocks, but God wasn't there. There was fire all over, but God wasn't there. But guess where God came to show his presence to Elijah? With a still voice that just passed by. And Elijah was scared. God does not act when your heart is in turmoil and trouble and in chaos. It comes in when the heart is calm and peaceful, putting the trust in him, because he is ever walking, even when you don't see him walking. And that's the reason why in all this, most times, brethren, especially from the teaching that we had this morning, when you put your entire trust in God, and you pray and you ask, and it seems as if the answer is not there, don't think that God is not working. He is still working. Because his ways are not the ways that man can explain. And like what some of us told me, say, look, most times when it seems as if you are passing through certain challenges and you pray, say it seems as if the more you pray and the more you're getting closer to God, the more it seems like there is no solution at sight. Say, but that is when you should do what you want. Put your trust more in God. You know, each time we talk about the story of Joseph, Joseph was a young man, he was still a teenager, I think about 16, when he had a dream that was going to be a leader. Guess what? I mean, yes, he knew that that was a revelation from God. But from the moment of his dream, what happened? His brother sold him into slavery, right? Yes, he was in slavery. Okay, he still had the hope of being a leader, being a king someday. In it, he faced temptation. But because he stood his ground, he was punished. Right? From being the master of slaves, he was taken into dungeon and kept in dungeon, right? I mean, what would have said that? But I thought God actually showed me this. I mean, I was a slave? Yeah, being a master of slaves in my master's house, but now I'm in a dungeon where criminals will be sentenced. But yet, Joseph never lost his touch. Now, even when the king's stewards were thrown into the dungeon, and Joseph also performed what he was good at, he told them, say, please, when you go out, tell the king for me that I'm here and this is my skill and I can be of good hand to the king. And so, oh, yeah, sure, of course, I will tell the king when I leave. The prophecy came to pass. Now, what did the scripture say? 2 full years after that, 2 full years, that was when the steward went, oh my, sorry king, there was this young Hebrew that, what happened thereafter? Of course, God came in. We know one thing, brethren. Joseph was 32 years when he eventually became a prime minister in Egypt. Now, how many years did Joseph spend? 16 years. 16 years. And I asked myself the question, Francis, can you stand 16 years waiting for God? I mean, we read these things like stories, but I asked myself this question. If I had to play the character of Joseph, can I actually stand 16 years? And in it, Joseph never lost hope and trust in God. And so God is ever walking, even when you cannot see him walking. So in whichever challenges you're passing through, God is God, and he is the master of creation. As long as you're still and you rely on him, he will always prove himself even unto you. And that's the reason why in Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4, it says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind can conceive. No human mind can conceive what God has in store for his children and for those who love him. And so the last point, why we should be still, is that that is when God will be exalted. In all of the stories that we've mentioned and we've talked about, we see God being exalted at the end. Why one should be still. Brethren, the storm that you're passing through is not the end of your story. It's not the end of your life. But the storm you're passing through is for God to be exalted. And allowing God to be exalted means that you should be still. And so when it's all said and done, you look back and say, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, like in Psalms 124, verse 1. And so don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't lose faith. Don't ask and say, God, where are you? And remain steadfast. Remain unmovable. And remain faithful, because God is ever God and he is still there. And so, in whichever storm you're passing through, sickness, financial struggle, family pain, or disappointment, God is reminding you here this morning that you should be still, because he is God. And so in conclusion this morning, you still doesn't mean that you should be lazy. But be still means that you should put your trust absolutely in God. But how can you know how and when to put your trust in God? It's only when you understand the will of God. Like in the teaching this morning, for every aspect of a man's life, God has given his commandment how we should act. And so no matter the storm that comes in alongside, it's for us to remain still in the word of God, knowing that God is ever faithful in whichever circumstance to take us out of it. And so by extension of this, brethren, this morning, putting your trust in God also means that you should be a faithful child of God and be a Christian. Being a Christian this morning also means that following the pattern that God has established for one to be saved. And by this, it means that having heard the word of God, that you believe the word of God, that Christ actually came to die, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, and then being baptized. And I only want to say here this morning that being baptized adds you into the body of Christ, which is the church. And so you don't become a member of the body by just mere attendance, but you have to be baptized into the body of Christ. And when that is done, then you also align yourself with his will and his instruction. So, stop trying to control what only God can handle. In any circumstance in your life, let go of worry, fear, and anxiety, and let God be God. Psalms 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted. But that is only when and listen to him and be still. Lord, bless this message in our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.